Hello, and welcome to Art Crush. We're going deeper into the Charlotte arts scene, where there's more than meets the eye. We're crushing on leading artists, style setters, collectors, and curators. On this episode, we continue our conversation with art curator Alan Blevins about the photography exhibit, now at the Mint Museum, Divalar e Detonar, translates to reveal and detonate. This is a powerful show featuring the work of Mexico's leading photographers, and I was so lucky I had the chance to walk through the exhibition with Alan, and then we sat down and talked some more. Let's talk a little bit about the Wall of Blondes. That stops, that's an incredible piece of work, and it stops everyone who sees it in their tracks. And I stood there and watched people trying to identify, oh, I think I know who that is. Tell me a little bit about that piece.
Sherry, let me come back to the work with Andres Carretero. The series that he's done of the blondes, this is part of an evolution of series that he's done, and this particular series has gotten international acclaim. And what you'll do, you'll walk around the corner when you're in the exhibition and you see this wall of blondes. And, you know, what he's doing with this work, as he's done with others, is looked at stereotypes in Mexico, stereotypes within Mexico. And, you know, and one of those is the notion of blonde being beautiful. But what he's done, so these are all Mexican women, beautiful Mexican women that all have blonde hair. Some of them are very well-known. They're accomplished. They're business leaders. They're politicians. They're actresses. Most of them are very powerful women. They're all blonde.
And that power radiates. And I didn't know if I was reading it into that. I felt like there was one more spoonful of meaning layered into this piece, and that was, yes, the stereotype of blonde is beautiful, but there's also a stereotype that blonde is kind of ditzy and less serious, and there is nothing unserious or unpowerful about these women.
Oh, absolutely. You look at these images, and you see power. There's no question, you know, power. So it's looking at different stereotypes. It's looking at the stereotypes of blonde being, you know, ditzy, being just glamour, just beauty, but at the same time, it's looking at this notion in Mexico that, you know, there's the more European you look, the better, you know, and that's a stereotype within Mexico. The lighter your complexion, the lighter your eyes, the blonde hair.
So there's privilege in that.
Absolutely, there is. So he's exploring different things on different levels, but what it is, I'm the same way. When I first saw that, I just stood there, and the first thing, before I even know, I noticed the blonde, but what I saw was, well, these are without even knowing who they were, these are powerful,
yes,
women,
and you know what,
butt women.
You know what else I saw, and I may be bringing this as a woman who's a product of American culture, especially American advertising culture. In America, we are saturated with images, not just of blonde women who are beautiful, but of youth. And every one of these women are, as they used to say, of a certain age. Mm-hmm. These are women who have earned their power and are not afraid to wield it.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And so, there's some complexity in this. And what makes it so amazing, it's not just one, it's a whole wall.
It's incredible.
Full of these. And, you know, I think it's one of the most dramatic installations in the show. But it's just all the layers. So I challenge anyone going to the show to stand in front of it, not just walk by, just think through these things. What's the artist, you know, telling us? You know, one of the things I love about Divalar e Detonar is it's not an obvious show. I mean, the artists really want you to think. They're revealing, they're detonating, they're provoking. They're challenging you to interpret their works. They're not going to make it easy for you. You can walk through it and just say, oh, this is beautiful images, great photography, you know, but they challenge you. And they want you to, the more time you spend with the exhibition, the more you'll come away. You'll come away with different understanding, different layers, like an onion. Just peel the onion back, and you get it gets stronger and stronger every time you peel that skin.
Everything about the entire exhibit, and I think each image and collection of images in it, is unexpected. There's nothing, you cannot walk out of that and say, well, that's what I thought it would be. There's absolutely nothing that you could have predicted or prepared for in the work that you see. And when you, because this is, again, this is so personal for you, when you walk through the exhibition, what's an image that stops you in your tracks that we haven't talked about, an artist that we haven't talked about?
I'd like to go back to Guillermo Serrano. Because, you know, this is one where when I first saw the image, so if you go in the exhibition, you'll see a group of photographs that are landscape. Well, actually, there's two I'd like to talk about. Guillermo is one. And you'll see these images of these beautiful buildings, and they're fanciful. You see, you know, they have like the Russian dome on one. They're over-the-top opulent. And, you know, I just looked at them as like, gosh, these are beautiful photographs.
Just
they're
so
landscape,
colorful. Beautifully framed, yeah.
But then you turn around and you get the story behind this. And these are homes of pimps. And he calls the series Padrotas. And Patro is a pimp in Spanish. And, you know, these are individuals in the state of Tlaxcala that have made their money off from
trafficking
young girls. And, you know, they look at the people there, look at it as spoiling this beautiful environment with these opulent homes. And they've done it on the back, you know, and they take these pimps, they take pride in these opulent homes and be over the top. And
knowing that everyone who sees them in the community knows exactly what paid for that.
Absolutely. And, you know, Guillermo has taken a lot of risk in, one, taking those photographs and putting those photographs in the public. But it's one of those where, again, it's a surprise. All you see when you walk into the industry, these fanciful, over-the-top, opulent, tacky, colorful homes out in the middle of what looks like almost in the middle of the desert. That's what I first saw. It was later when I found out the story behind these that made it so powerful.
So, Alan, it's interesting because that series, in the way that it reveals the rot and decay that hides behind the beautiful facade is very similar to what Diego Moreno did in his series, where he reveals the rot and the corruption of the soul hiding behind the face of the familiar beloved.
Yeah, no, that, you know, that, if one thing about this exhibition, it's all about, you know, again, I think the way the title Reveal and Detonate,
Reveal and Detonate.
It really, that's what it's doing. It's revealing and blowing everything up. And I do want to talk about one. You asked me the question about what the most impactful piece, and it's not one photograph, but there's a series of photographs that really touch me, and I love to go to those photographs and stop and just look and pay my respect. Oscar Fafarin is originally from Guatemala. And he went back to Guatemala to explore the guerrilla wars that were happened in the 1980s. And, you know, it was, it's the time of Cold War, and there was a counterinsurgency that the government launched, basically an ethnic cleansing of the indigenous peoples. And during that insurgency, about 400 villages were totally destroyed, annihilated by the government, wiped out. And what he did was to go back now, 30 years later, and go to the place, these villages, these you know, traveled all around Guatemala to go to these villages that were destroyed. There's nothing left. It's just, you know, some cases it's jungle, barren landscape. But this is where a village of indigenous people lived. And not only did he photograph them, but he interviewed the individuals, that the family members that survived. And, you know, and so the image is here and it's accompanied by the text. And the text is riveting. He did it in, and he also did audio. The show here doesn't include the audio, recorded audio of the interviews, but it's got the written text and it's done both in the native language, in Spanish and in English. And they're heartbreaking. There's stories, you know, actually I'd like to read one.
Because please do, the image itself, and those images are benign. If you didn't know the story, you wouldn't understand what it was you were seeing. And that's what's heartbreaking and a little bit disturbing about it. You're looking at it and you go, well, I wonder what this means. And then the story.
A woman who was doing laundry in the river told me not to go home because the soldiers had surrounded the house and already killed my parents, my brother, my wife, and my children. The day after the soldiers left, I went home. I found only ashes and charred remains of bodies. Only the torsos were left. They didn't have faces, hands, feet. Everything was burnt. I just threw a little dirt over the corpses and walked away, ran away, crying, because I couldn't stand being there. I couldn't bear to bury them. So other people did. They didn't take them to the graveyard. They buried them here, next to the house. And there's an image. What looks like when you first see this beautiful
idyllic
image of the jungle. But this is where his home stood. It's where the village stood.
And where
it's
his where family,
his family
was
murdered. I mean, it's a very, very powerful series. And, you know, I can't help every time I see these works and I go back to visit the exhibition just to stand there in silence and reread each of those stories and think about those families, that indigenous culture. And it's the ethnic cleansing that we're seeing around the world today. And, you know, it's just heartbreaking.
That you fear people are becoming numb to because the news cycle is so rapid and tumultuous and it follows us everywhere, follows us, it's on our phones. I mean, there's no escape from it. And one of the things I thought about when I left the Mint the last time I went to see the show was it's so easy to talk in terms of deportations and people who are undocumented, and the most offensive word of all, people who are illegal, as though any human being could be illegal. And it's so easy to talk in those terms until you have that shock of empathy where you look through another person's eyes, as you do in this show, and realize that the shared humanity, the shared experience of living that we all have. For me, that was one of the most powerful aspects of the show. And it's incredible that you were able to bring this to Charlotte. And let's talk about you for a minute, because you were able to not just bring this to the Mint Museum, but to collaborate with other cultural institutions, Light Factory, Bechler, and Bank of America was very supportive. So let's talk a little bit about this whole initiative and how it came to be.
Thank you, Sherry. Well, and I have to applaud the Mint Museum, first of all, for having the courage to do a challenging show. Kudos to the city of Charlotte for getting to being the first venue for this important show. The work is from the Televisa Foundation. Televisa is the largest Spanish-speaking media company in the world. And they created this show and wanted to travel it to the U.S. And it took a little persuasion, took a lot of persuasion. Once they came here, yes, but, you know, the first question was when I offered to assist with the venues for the exhibition, it was like, we want to travel this to Houston, Los Angeles, Chicago. And I said, well, first Charlotte. And, you know, why Charlotte? And, you know, and it's because Charlotte has such a dynamic, fast-growing Latino population. And the largest segment of that population is Mexican. And, you know, so, you know, once the Mint agreed to do this exhibition, then, you know, very fortunate, you know, another kudos shout out to Bank of America, you know, for not only giving me the time to help lead this effort, but also the financial resources, the backing to the institutions, the public institutions to participate. So the exhibition was just one part of In Focus In Foque, you know, 8 exhibitions, 7 venues, in which, you know, we looked at different aspects of contemporary Mexican photography. It's the first time that we've had a collaborative effort between all the, you know, many of the visual arts organizations, both public and private, in Charlotte. And, you know, it's what I hope will be one of many in the future, because what we have seen is what we had hoped to see, which is the exhibition's getting really great response, not only from the number of people. I mean, you know, when we had the first exhibition opening at the Light Factory, Exposed Expuesta exhibition, there were people waiting in line to get in to the opening night. So the gallery was packed and people were waiting outside to get into the gallery for the opening. And that same momentum has carried through. I was talking to the staff at the Mint Museum about the response because, you know, the Mint show is a challenging show and on a lot of different levels. They said the response has been overwhelmingly positive, both from the Latino community saying thank you for doing a major exhibition on contemporary culture in Mexico, celebrating contemporary artists, but also from the non-Latino community, like, yeah, again, you know, thanks for such a strong contemporary exhibition. The audience they're seeing is the mix. They're seeing a lot more Latinos in the exhibition, which, again, you know, part of what all the institution wanted to do was to increase their engagement with the Latino community. And, you know, the Arts and Science Council got involved, helped provide additional funding to help in some cases for bilingual curators to come in or additional programming at the museum. So it's just really exciting for Charlotte and, you know, exciting for me to be a part of it.
We'll be right back with Art Crush, brought to you by the Mint Museum. Did you know the Mint was North Carolina's first art museum? There's an amazing history and an exciting future. Visit now to enjoy special exhibitions on fashion and photography and events for all ages. There's so much to see and experience this year and every year at the Mint. Check out all the latest at mintmuseum.org. Now back to the conversation on Art Crush. And these are young artists really at the beginnings of what we hope are going to be long and incredible careers. Too many people think of art as a lifeless thing, as a dead thing, as something that happened a long time ago in the past, and it's good for you to go look at it. This is this exhibition is a wonderful example of art that is living and breathing and transforming the moment.
It is. And, you know, it's one of the things about photography and one of the reasons that in meeting with the directors, we decided that we wanted to do photography as the first citywide effort, this initiative, is because photography is personal. Everyone can relate. Once cameras became affordable and then smartphones came, everyone can relate to photography. Yeah, absolutely. It's approachable. That doesn't mean you don't appreciate really good, thought-provoking work, but it's something, I'm not intimidated by looking at a photograph. I may be intimidated thinking like, God, I wish I could capture that, but it's approachable. Even as difficult as the subject is, it's still approachable. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that I think the exhibitions are so engaging.
One of the artists at the Bechler, the Modern Masters exhibit, said that She photographs what she sees, and her only goal is that for you also see that moment that she captured. And I think, to me, that's one of the powerful things about Reveal and Detonate, is that you feel for just that moment that you're standing in the eyes of the artist. And there's so much power and empathy in that, for me as a medium, photography, at a time when we need it, at a time when that needs to be part of the conversation that we're having about Mexico and Latin America, and about the idea of identity and who comes from where and who belongs where and who is a member of this community versus who isn't. For me, that's a big part of the power of the show, is it challenges you to look at that, think about that, and come to it differently. So, Alan, when I say the phrase Mexican photography, you know, there's this whole slew of things that come into my mind that people might expect, right? Images of fun-loving folks in sombreros, all the cliches, sombreros and Cinco de Mayo, which is, I think, an American holiday anyway, yeah. Right? Or Day of the Dead, or these really stereotypical notions that we have about Mexican culture.
What I would not want anyone to do is to go into the exhibition expecting cliche or expecting just to have a pleasant experience. You will have a pleasant experience, but you'll have a thought-provoking experience. You know, these are incredibly talented, dynamic young photographers. And what the curators did with this show is it's not intended to be a survey. It's not intended to capture everyday life in Mexico. It's to reveal and detonate. These young, dynamic photographers are taking a challenging look at current issues today, the same issues that you'll find anywhere in the world. They happen to be photographing in Mexico. It's thought-provoking, it's challenging. It, for people who love art, these are amazing photographers. They've been recognized around the world. You're going to see some amazing photography. You're going to be challenged. You're going to be moved. You may cry. You know, it's provoking. If you look at what reveal and detonate means, divelar y detonar, reveal means to uncover, to open up, and to detonate, to explode, that's what this exhibition does. Every artist is challenging the viewer. So go to the exhibition with an open mind and go to the exhibition expecting to learn and to be provoked, because that's the intention.
And to be changed. I mean, when people have asked me about it, they say, well, what is it about? I say it's about everything. It's about culture, politics, memory, grief, loss, life, death, gender, identity, family stories. It's about everything, but it's everything funneled through this very specific and unique cultural lens. It's seeing the world through the eyes of these artists who have grown up in this sort of polyglot world of indigenous culture layered on top of colonial culture, layered on top of Roman Catholicism, with so much American influence. It's all of that as expressed in a way that's completely unique to these artists.
It's all of that, and it's exploding.
And it's exploding. And it's magical, too. And it's beautiful. Some art that challenges you, part of what the challenge is finding a way through it, even though there's not beauty in some of it. Formal beauty, conventional formal composition, color, balance, all of those ideas. This is beautiful work.
It is. And, I have to acknowledge the Mint Museum and Charlotte audiences for responding so well to the exhibition. This is the first U.S. venue. We're now Madrid, Mexico City, and Charlotte. I think that puts us in a really good position. So, you know, I can't encourage people enough to go to the exhibition, be open, and learn.
And of course, Alan, as we say in Charlotte, they don't have it in Atlanta or Raleigh, so what do you think
That's right.
Thank you, Alan Blevins, for this chat and for bringing this incredible exhibition to the Mint and for all of the other cultural institutions that have partnered with this. It's called Divolar y Detonar, Reveal and Detonate, Contemporary Mexican Photography, and it's at the Mint Museum right now through June 17th. This is a don't-miss exhibition at the Mint Museum. And thank you for joining us for Art Crush. Hey, if you're feeling inspired or even obsessed, it's time to go deeper. Become a member of the Mint Museum today. Visit year-round, see the exhibitions, bring the kids for special family programs, join your friends for WOW, Wine on Wednesday, and other fun events. It's a win-win. You enjoy the benefits of membership and the benefits of building a stronger arts community, one we can all love, take pride in, and crush on. Find out more at mintmuseum.org. This is Sherry Lynch inviting you to tune in to the next Art Crush, coming soon.